The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Vaschanan. In Vaschanan, Shishi, this is Devarim Vov Podalet. We have the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And then we have the Parsha of Yoachta, Is Hashem Elokecho. This is what is commonly known as the Shema. The Mishnah and the Gemara refers to this as the Kriya Shema. In reality, there are three Parshas to the Kriya Shema. The Parsha we have here, Vaschanan, the Shema Yisrael and V'Yavto. And then we have the Parsha V'Hoyim Shema Tishmu El Mitzvasai, the second Parsha, which is not in this Sedra, it's in another Sedra. And then we have a third Parsha, V'Yim Hashem El Meshele Mod Abel B'nei Yisrael. This is the Parsha of Tzitzis, which is also written in another place, another Sedra. So here we have the first Pasuk Shema Yisrael and the first Parsha. And one of the Taryag Mitzvahs is to read the Shema twice a day. And the Mishnais, there are several Mishnais in the first Perek of Brochus which speak of this mitzvah, and it's learned out from the fact that it states in this parsha, V'dibarto bom, that you shall speak of this, uv'shoch v'chov kumecho, when you lay down and when you get up. Zman shchiva and zman kima, that you shall speak of this parsha, you shall recite this parsha in the morning, when you get up, and in the evening when you go to sleep. And this is known as Kriya Shema. This is not part of Tefillah. This is not prayer. Tefillah is a different mitzvah. But rather it's known as Kriya Shema. This is because we are reading here a parsha which is written in the Torah. Besides being one of the Taryag mitzvahs, the Shema Yisrael is probably the most classical and well-known posuk in the entire Torah. Both from its popularity and historical, its historical point of view, from its historical aspect. Let's go into this somewhat this evening and see if we can get a perhaps a more clarified meaning in what these words mean. Now, there are many mitzvahs which are mentioned in this parsha. We won't be able to go into all of them at all. But let's make mention of some of the ikrim, some of the major aspects. Now the first question is what does the Shema Yisrael mean? Shema is Loshon Tzivui. Listen, listen Yisrael. Or like it's commonly translated in English, Hear O Israel. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. What does it mean, Shema? Listen, who should listen? Who are we speaking to? So, Lefi Pshuto, according to the simple sense, Moshe is saying this. In the Sefer Tvori, Moshe is talking to the people. So he's saying, Shema Yisrael. Yisrael here will refer to the nation of Israel. Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem which is our God, Hashem Echad, He is one. And if Moshe is saying it, then it's Nevuas Moshe, it's the prophecy of Moshe which he hears from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying this, Shema Yisrael. But it's, generally speaking, when we're speaking to the children of Israel, we usually say, Daber al Bnei Yisrael. We usually call the children of Israel, Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, not just Yisrael. The Sifri, in this parasha, the Sifri says, why does it say Yisrael? Lefi shenemar, this is in Osdalad. Lefi shenemar, daber al b'nei Yisrael, daber al b'nei Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, leinemar. Generally we say, speak to the children of Israel. It does not say, speak to the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Zoche Yaakov v'binu she'im adib levonov. So actually the origin of this posuk is really from Yaakov. Lefi Yahoya Yaakov Mefache Kol Yomov. The Sifri writes that Yaakov Avinu, whose name was Yisrael, he had a great worry all of his days. Oy li, shemeteitzi mimeni pseilis kederech shiyotze me'aveisa. He was always worried about his sons, that maybe from his sons will come out someone who's rejected, someone who's not perfect. He said, like Avraham yotze mimeni Yishmael. From Avraham came out Yishmael. Yitzchok yotze mimeno Esav Ochi. And from Yitzchok came out my brother Esav. And Yishmael over Avedis Kechovim. Yishmael went and he went and served idolatry. And Esav went and did all kind of other things. So therefore, all of his life, Yaakov had this worry that maybe from his sons also will be someone who's rejected, someone who's imperfect, someone who will go away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sifri explains with this that we have in Parshas Vayetze, when Yaakov was fleeing from Esav and he was going to the house of Laban, and he came to a certain place which happened to be the Beis HaMikdash, like we spoke about just last week, the place of the Beis HaMikdash, and he went to sleep and he had a dream. So it states in Parshas Vayetze Chof Ches Posuk Chof, that when he woke up and he realized where he was, Vayida Yaakov Neder Lemor, Yaakov took a vow, Im Yeli Kimi Modi, if Hashem would be with me, Ushmarani B'derech Hazeh Ashonechi Helech, and he'll guard me on this way, and he'll give me to eat, and he'll give me garments, and he'll return me in peace to the house of my father, V'hoyu Hashem Li Lekim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be for me for a God. And then he says, this stone which I have made will be Beis Elokim, it will be a house to Hashem. Now what does it mean, V'hoyu Hashem li l'Elokim? And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be for me a God. It's obvious that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be accepted by Yaakov as a God. So what does it mean when he says, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be li l'Elokim, for me for a God? So Rashi brings, and the source is the Sifri, Shiyochel Shmei Alay Mitchil Vatzef. What he was praying, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be for me, for a God, for all of me. For all of me. There shouldn't be any part of me that will be outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There should be no part of my seed should remain out. But the name of Hashem will be Chal. The name of Hashem will set itself, will fall on my entire being. Shleimotzei Psul Bezari. This is what he prayed for. And then the Sifri continues. When Yaakov, later on, was dying, and this is in Parshas Vayechi, at the end of Bereishis, Yaakov was dying, and he called all of his sons together. This is in Memtes Aleph, Vayikra Yaakov El Bonav. Yaakov called to his sons, Vayomer, Hey Osfu Vagido Lachem Esa Sheikra Eschem Achris Hayomim. Gather together, and I'll tell you what will happen to you in the end of the days. Ikovtsu Vishimu Ben Yaakov Vishimal Yisrael Avichem. Gather together and listen, the children of Yaakov, and listen to Yisrael, your father. Yaakov was worried then also. He was very concerned that not all of his sons were perfect. Because, for example, there was Reuben went and committed a chait.
And others went and committed chatoim, they committed sins amongst the sons. And he was very worried if they will all be considered within the structure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was very worried what was in their hearts. Did they have full belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu like he did? Or perhaps not. You never know what's in a person's heart. So he said, Kishoya nifta Yaakov avinu min ha'olam, when Yaakov was departing from the world, kor alehem levonav, he calls his sons together, v'chichon kol echod v'echod bifnei atzmai, and he rebuked each one separately, v'chozev v'korei sam kulam ke'echod. Evidently, first he spoke to each one privately, then he called them all together. Om alehem shema yesh lochem b'levavchem achleikis al misha oma v'hoya ha'olam. And he said, perhaps one of you have in your hearts something that you do not believe in the Ribein Kol HaOlam, in the Master of the World, something that you reject. Omrulei, they said to him, Shema Yisrael. Listen, Yisrael. Kishem she'ein belibcho machlekes, kach ein belibeinu machlekes. Al mi she'oma v'hoya olam. Just like in your heart, you have full trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so in our hearts, is there full trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they said, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Lord, which is our God, is the Lord, is one. So they were the ones who said, first, Shema Yisrael. The Shema was, they were referring to their father Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, our father Yisrael, listen to us. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Lord, which is our God, is one. And just like He's one to you, He is one to us. We have no distrust or no reservations whatsoever. Now, in Parshas Vayechi, it states that Yaakov bowed down to his bed. What does it mean? What is he bowing to his bed for? He praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu that from his bed no imperfection came out. Here he was dying, and he at last was guaranteed that all of his sons were perfect in their trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and no imperfection came out. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yaakov, Hol lecho ma'asher yisu misava kol yomecho shiyabonecho mashkivim o ma'aribim v'kerim krishma. What you have desired all of your days, I will make into a reality. All of your sons, every day, every morning and every evening, will reiterate this statement that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that just like by you, you have entirely full trust without reservation, so by us also. And therefore there's the mitzvah of Shema Yisrael. Kach ne'amar Shema Yisrael. So it means like as follows. The origin of the Shema Yisrael was first said by the Shvatim, by the sons of Yaakov. And that's why they use the term Shema, a tzivui, a command, and Yisrael. They spoke to their father Yisrael. That was the origin. So what's Moshe now saying it in the Torah for? HaKadosh Baruch Hu incorporated in the Torah and as a mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu incorporated it in the Torah and as a mitzvah for us to fulfill every day, twice a day, morning and night, in order to reiterate what Yaakov wanted to hear from the sons. Just like Yaakov wanted to hear from the sons that Ein Libchem Choluk, that there is no reservation, there is no duplicity whatsoever in your hearts. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu said he will command Klal Yisrael to fulfill this mitzvah every day. To reiterate that there is no duplicity, there is no reservation in our house. And that's why it's used in the language of Shema Yisrael. But actually, when we say it, or when Moshe said it, they weren't referring to Yisrael Sabra, they weren't referring to Yaakov. They were referring to Klal Yisrael. So Shema Yisrael, that Yisrael should hear. But the reason why it was used in this language is because this was the language that the sons said it in. The Gemara darshins droshus also lehalocha from this. For example, the Gemara darshins in Masechta Brachos on Kesvov. The Gemara, it was a discussion. According to one man, the Omar, Eina Yetzer Achi Shmiel Leoznov, that when you say Shema, you must say it out loud so you yourself can hear it. That's one opinion in the Gemara. How do we know this? Because it says Shema, you have to hear it. See, that's one opinion. It's not necessarily the halacha, but that's one opinion. Another drasha, the Gemara darshan, Shema Yisrael, Becholshon, in any language it can be said that you can hear. See, so that's another opinion. So the Gemara darshins, the Gemara expounds from this Shema halachos. But the basic meaning of it was, is that Moshe is telling Klal Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael, that Hashem, who is our God, Hashem is our God and He is one. And the reason why it was said in that structure, because that's what the sons originally said to Yaakov Avinu, and this was Yaakov's concern all of his life, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, therefore I will incorporate it and make it as a mitzvah, that just like your sons reiterated it to you, it will be reiterated every day, twice a day, by your sons, by Klal Yisrael. Also from here comes up very well, if you'll, in the Sefer Torah, we have it in our Chumashim. The Ayin of the Shema is Gedola. There's a big Ayin written in the Sefer Torah, and the Dalet of the Echod. This is a Dalet Gedola. There's a big Dalet. The Maral writes that together, that writes Eid. Ayin Dalet is Eid. This is a testimony. This is a reiteration, a confirmation, that we confirm what was said by the original sons, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our God and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. The Gemara in Psachim also brings what the Sifri says, but with a little, adds a little. Gemara says, it's Psachim Daf Nun Vav. The Gemara says, "Domer Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Vayikra Yaakov al Bona Vayomer." Yaakov called his sons together and he said, "Heos va'gidu lechem, come together, and I will tell you what will happen to you at the end of days." Bikesh Yaakov legalais levonav ketz hayomin. Yaakov really had in mind to tell his sons what would happen to them in the end of days, to reveal to them what the future had in store, what would be in the end of days for them. But this he could only do with Ruach HaKodesh, with prophecy. And when he came to do it, all of a sudden he couldn't see so well what would happen in the future. And it disappeared from him. This caused him great concern. If all of a sudden he lost his prophecy, he lost his Ruach HaKodesh, this means the Shekhinah departed from him. Maybe in my children there is a psul, there is someone who is imperfect. Like Abraham that Yishmael came out from, and my father Yitzchok that Esav came. And this he said to his sons. So the children answered, Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The Lord our God, He is one. The Lord is one. Omru, Kishem Shein Belibcha Lech Echad. Just like in your heart, there's only one. Kach Ein Belibeinu Lech Echad. The same in our heart, there is only one. So they confirmed and allayed his fears. Beis Hashem, when Yaakov heard this, Pesach Yaakov Avinu v'amar Baruch Shem Kfeid Malchusei le'alam v'ed. When Yaakov heard this, so then he said, the Baruch Shem Kfeid Malchusei le'alam v'ed. Blessed is the shame and the honor to his kingdom forever and ever. Now that's the source of that posuk. This posuk of Baruch Shem that we say after the Shema is not written in the Torah. See, the posuk in the Torah after the Shema is V'after Eis Hashem Alekecho. So where do we get it from? We get it because when Yaakov heard this, so he praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he praised him with this posuk. But now the Gemara says as follows. Amri Rabbonin Hechi Navid. How should we do? The Rabbonin said. Namru'u. Should we say the Baruch Shem Feit Malchusay? Le'omru Meisha Rabbeinu. How can we say it? Meisha didn't say it. Meisha merely said the Shema, and then he went to the after ways. Le'i Namru'u. So therefore we shouldn't say it. Omru Yaakov. But Yaakov did say it. And we're saying the origin, the whole origin of the Shema comes from Yaakov and his children. So Hiskinu Shi'aymri Meisei Bechashoy. They enacted that it should be said, but silently. Silently and secretly. That's why we say Shema out loud, and the Baruch Shem we say secretly and silently. Because Moshe didn't say it, therefore we cannot say it out loud. To neglect it totally we cannot, because Yaakov did say it. So therefore we say it silently. Omar Reb Yitzchok, Amri Debei Reb Ami, Reb Yitzchok said, and some say Reb Ami said, Moshe, we give an example of Bas Melech She'erichu Tzike Gdero. An example of a story of a king's daughter that when she passed by, it was before the meal time, and as she passed into the, as she went into the dining rooms or passed by the kitchens, and she smelled the good food that was being cooked in the ovens, so all of a sudden she had a desire to eat some of it, but it was before dinner time. In Tema, if they'll go and request and say that the daughter of the king wants some of the food from the kitchen, yesh la ganai, this is a disgrace for her. Leitaymar yesh la tsar. And if they won't bring her any of the food, well then she'll have a tsar, she'll have discomfort. Ischila avida lohavi bechashoy. So they brought it secretly. They brought it secretly to her room in order that no one should know about it, and she'll have to eat from it. So is it with the Baruch Shem. Right. Well, this will, the meaning of this illustration will explain a little later. But we see that the similar to the Sifri is this Gemara. And the Rambam also brings it. Although he also adds a word or two. So we'll read it from the Rambam also. The Rambam brings it in Hilchus Krishma, in Perek Aleph. When you read the Shema, when you finish the first pasuk, so then quietly you say Baruch Shem Feid Malchusay Le'olam Vo'ed. Then the Chayz V'Kedek Edarka V'Yafter Eis Hashem. And then afterwards you read normally again V'Yafter Ad Seifa until the end. V'Loma Kedin Kain. Why do we do this? M'Sei Resi B'Yadeinu. It's a Kabbalah in our hands. That when Yaakov gathered all of his sons together in Egypt, right before he was dying, he commanded them and he strengthened them. He impressed on them the importance of the Yichud Hashem, of the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the way of Hashem that Avraham and his father Yitzchok walked in. And he asked them and said, Bani, Bani, Shema Yesh Bachem Selis, Mishena Emid Imi Biyichur Hashem. He said, perhaps my son, there is someone who is not in total trust with me when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kinin shoma lo na Meisha Rabbeinu. Just like Meisha asked the people. Pen yesh b'chem isha isha. Perhaps there's a man or woman amongst you that does not have total trust in the Almighty. Onu kulun omru. They all answered and they said, no, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Listen, Yisrael, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Claim a Shema Mimenu Avinu Yisrael. Our Father Yisrael, listen to what we have to say. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Pasach HaZokein. So the Zokein Yaakov, when he heard this, he said, Baruch Shem Kvei Malchus El Aramver. Lefichach Noag Ukol Yisrael. Therefore, it's the custom for all of Israel to say the Shvach, this praise, Shibach by Yisrael HaZokein, that the old Yisrael was praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu with, Achar Posuk Zeh, after this Posuk. So here we have the Sheirish, the source of the Shema, and the source of the Baruch Shem Kved Malchuse. Now, in the Shema Yisrael, in that posuk, there are two basic features. One is, what is called Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, where we accept upon ourselves the yoke of the kingship of the Almighty. And this feature is in that we say Hashem Elokeinu. The Lord is our Lord. In other words, Hashem Elokeinu, the Lord is our King. So we accept upon ourselves His kingship. And this is mentioned many times in the Chazal. In one place this is mentioned in the beginning of Perek Beis of Brachos in the Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel. In that Mishnah, Omer Bishur ben Korcha, lo makod me Parshas Shema levohoyo im Shema. Why does Parshas Shema come before, when we read Krishma, the three Parshas, why do we read the Parshas of Shema before levohoyo im Shema Tishma? Vahoyo im Shema Tishma was written before in the Torah. And this parsha is later on. So why did we read it before? Kidei shiikabal alav ol malchus shemayim tchilo. In order that first you should accept upon yourself the yoke of his kingship. The ahakach mekabal alav ol mitzvahs. And afterwards, accept upon yourself the all of the mitzvahs. In the second parsha it speaks of doing all of the mitzvahs. So first we have to accept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our King. And then we can talk about what He commands. So even though Vahoyim Shema Tishmo is written first in the Torah, but first we read the Parsha of Shema. This is in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the second Perek of Brachos, so Daf Yud Gimel. So we see here, what? When Ekev. On Ekev. So then, but in the third Pasha, Vayeme Daber, the Pasha Tzitzis in Shlach is before. All right, yes. Duvul Zayn, right. Actually, the Mishnah is going into the entire order. Why do we read the first Pasha? First, second, and third. So what Duvul said is correct. The second Pasha is written afterwards, but the third Pasha that we read, that's written before. That's in the Parsha of Tzitzis is in Parsha Shlach. That was written before. The Parsha of Ahoyim Shema Tishma is in Parsha Zekev, which we'll learn soon. So the Mishnah's question is really, the order should be reversed. The first Parsha should be the Parsha of Tzitzis. And the second Parsha should be this Parsha, and the third Parsha of Ahoyim Shema. So why do we read this first? In order first to be Makabal Olov Ol Malchus Shemayim. So one of the main features of the Shema is that we accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as King. A second feature in the Shema is we declare the Achdus of Hashem, the oneness of Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. And that's declared in the Hashem Echad. Hashem Elokeinu, He is our God, He is our King. That's the Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. Hashem Echad, He is one. There we declare the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is mentioned in the Rambam. Rambam brings in Hilchus Krishma in Halacha Beis, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, Umadimim Likrais Parshas Shema. First we read the first paragraph Shema, Bipnei Sheyesh Bo Yichud Hashem. Because there's Yichud Hashem, he writes several reasons, which we'll come to a little later. But first is because there's Yichud Hashem, the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, that is straightforward. We accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he is our king, and we will serve him totally, entirely, and without reservation. That's what it means, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. We accept upon ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is king, our king, we are his servants, and we will serve him in totality, entirely, and without any reservation. This is the opposite to kfira, minus, merido. This is the opposite to denial, where you deny that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king of the world, or you refuse to serve him in one of any of the tzivuim, any of the mitzvahs, and so forth. And this, therefore, is the source of all Avedis Hashem. Source to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we serve him because he is king and we are his servants. This is its source. Hashem Elokeinu, he is king. And we serve him entirely and totally and without reservation. That's Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Yichud Hashem, this that we declare that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, what does this mean? This means a little differently. This means, like what it states in this Parsha Veschanan before, we have in Posuk Lamed Hei, Devarim Dalet Posuk Lamed Hei, it states, Ato Horeis Olabas, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim, Ein Od Milvadei. You were shown to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only God, there is no one besides him. Ein ol milvadei. This means that there is no power in the world outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He encompasses everything in the world. And there is no power whatsoever outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu haba koches kulam. He is everything and he can do everything. For example, we recently quoted the Rambam, it was on a Shabbos. Rambam brings in Hilchus Yisori HaTorah, right in the beginning of Yad HaZoka. He calls this the Yisod HaYisodis, the foundations of all foundations. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything. There is nothing in the world, there is nothing in existence, that does not come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the source of everything. Shorish kol ha-shoroshim, he is the source of all sources, he is the foundation of all foundations. If everything in the world would disappear, he would remain. If he would disappear, everything would disappear. Shehakol toli bay, everything is dependent on him. V'hu eino toli, shehakol kluim bay, v'hu eino toli bayhem. And he is dependent on no one. And this is the Rambam brings this pasuk, and this is what it means. Atareisa ledaski Hashem lekim. You were shown to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king. Not only is the king, many times there are many kings because they are a king over a specific domain. He is the king over everything, not over a specific domain. Melech malchei amlochim, ein ein melvadei, and there is nothing else besides him. Rashi brings on this pasuk. He says, Achzisu, you saw Kishenosin HaKadosh Baruch Hu as HaTorah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, Pasach Lehem Shiva Rikim, you saw the seven heavens open up. There are seven Rikim, seven heavens, and you saw all of them open up. Ukishem Shekores Al Yainim Kach Kores HaTachtenim, he opened up everything. Verol Shehu Yechidi, and what did you see when the Torah was given? You could see everything. And what did you see? You saw only him. That's what it means. You were shown to know. You saw after everything was opened up only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehu Yechidi. Ein Od Milvadoi. Now, Ein Od Milvadoi does not mean that there's nothing else here. Because we see, Baruch Hashem, it's a world full of beautiful creations. See? Doesn't mean there's nothing else here. But it means that everything that's here is only here because he willed it to be here. And it remains only because he wills it to be. It's all here on his, through his energy, through his steam. So therefore, if he would remove it, there would be nothing. If everything would disappear, it would not affect him. This is what is meant by Yichud Hashem. And this is the this is the source of emuna, of belief, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Hakol Yochel, where he can do everything, and nothing is beyond him. And this is declared when we say Hashem Echad. He is one. So therefore we have two great features in the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our God. That's Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim. We accept him to be our king, and therefore we will serve him entirely without reservation. We accept the yoke of his kingship. And then Hashem Echad, he is one. He shares with no one. He's partners with no one. He shares with no one. But he's above everything and everyone. He's the source to everything in the world. Ein od milvado. Hashem Echad. He is one. That's the Yichud Hashem. Both of these Shoroshim, both of these great principles. Now here we're speaking of actually the greatest principles in the world. As I mentioned, the Rambam starts his whole Sefer Yad Chazoka with it. Both of these great principles were in the first command of the Ten Commandments, which we also have in this parsha. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. See? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The Chazal, the Gemara says, what was Anochi Hashem Elokecha? I am the Lord your God. What is that coming to tell us? Kabel Malchusai. Malchusi. Accept upon yourself my kingship. I am the Lord your God, I am your king. The mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha is to accept that. That's the Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim. And then the Medrash tells us in Eishes Rebbe Akiva, which we've gone into many times before, that the Anochi starts with what letter? The Aleph. First letter of the alphabet. Even though Bereishis Bara Elokim starts with a Beis, the Anochi starts with an Aleph. Because this is the beginning. Bereishis Bara Elokim was not the beginning. Bereishis Bara Elokim was the beginning of the world. See? But there's something which is before the world. What is before the world? That's Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That I am the Lord. I am the Lord your God. This goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His oneness. And therefore it starts with an Aleph. So both of these principles are in the first Dibur, which Klal Yisrael heard on Har Sinai, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And this level is higher than the level of Torah. See, this level is higher than the level of Torah. Why? Two reasons. Because first of all, the Torah itself has a source. What's the source of the Torah? Source of the Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here we're speaking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, not of his Torah. So therefore this level is higher. And secondly, the Torah is mitzvahs. Before we come to mitzvahs, you have to have a mitzvah. Before we come to commands, you have to have someone who's commanding. That's why this level must precede That's why before the mitzvahs of the Ten Commandments came Anechi Hashem Elokecha. So this level is higher than the level of Torah. And that's why in Anechi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Yitzei Sicha Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, that I brought you out of Egypt, is written right there, the Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because on what basis am I imposing my malchus on you? On what basis am I imposing my kingship on you? Because I have freed you from Egypt. Avodai heim, v'le avodim la'avodim. No longer are you servants to Paroi, but you are servants to me. Accept my malchus, because I have freed you from Paroi, and you are now my servants. This is the source, as we mentioned, for avoda, where you become an eved to Hashem, Hashem becomes the king. So these two ikrim, these two great principles, which are in the Shema, which we say every day, are in the Anechi Hashem Elokecha. Now a question is asked. Why do we say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod? Why do we say two times Hashem? Shema Yisrael, Yisrael, our Father, listen. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is our God, we accept Him totally. Hashem Echod, and He is one. There's nothing excluded or beyond Him. He encompasses everything. Why do we say Hashem twice? Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. It said once, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Echod. He is our God in one. Why do we say Hashem, the Lord is our God, Hashem Echod, the Lord is one? See? Why did you say it twice? Sifri asks this question. Rashi brings one here. Sifri brings two explanations. One explanation is even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of the entire world because of His Achdus, if He's one and there's no one else that can share with Him, and He's all-encompassing, this means He's the God of the entire world. Even though He's the God of the entire world and He's our God, you shouldn't think that the same way He's our God, He's the God of the entire world. Not so. We are closer to Him than the rest of the world is. Because this is what Yaakov was mispalo. Yaakov prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the pasuk V'hoyu li l'elokim. He prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you shall be for me a God. What did that mean? You shall be for me mitchila v'atzeif, in my entirety, a God where your name will specifically be bound up with myself and all of my children. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bound intrinsically with the children of Yaakov Avinu, Klal Yisrael, much more then it is bound intrinsically with the rest of the world. The Shechinas Hashem dwells with Klal Yisrael much more than it dwells with the rest of the world. If they said Hashem Elokeinu Echod, Hashem is our God and He's one. So it would mean that the same way He's our God, the same way is He one to the entire world. It's not so. Hashem Elokeinu, to us, He is our God, and that's one dimension. Hashem Echod, He is a God to the entire world, but that's another dimension. Not in the same dimension. This is why twice does it say Hashem. The Sifri brings another such example. Brings We say Shleish Pomim Bashono. This is in Shmei Shkov Gimel. Shleish Pomim Bashono Yireya Kol Schurcho Es Penei Ho Odein Hashem Elokei Yisrael. 3 times in the year, so every male should go and be seen, be in the presence of the Odein of the Lord, the God of Israel. So what does it mean, the Lord and the God of Israel? Hello, Kvar Neman Es Penei Odein Mata Malem Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Al Yisrael Hu Chal Shmoi B'Yeser. Because he's the Odin, he's the Lord of the entire world, but in addition to that, he's Hashem Yisrael. He's more of a God to Israel than he is to the entire world, because his name is Huchal Yeser. His name is impressed more in Klal Yisrael. That's one reason. A second reason the Sifri gives is actually this, that we say Hashem Elokeinu, he is our God, Hashem Echod, and he is the God of the entire world. This is somewhat contradictory, because when we say Hashem Elokeinu is our God, alright, that's apparent. But when we say that he's the God of the entire world, he encompasses the entire world, but this is not the reality as far as what's apparent. The nations of the world do not serve him. They deny him. The world's full of idolatries. Even today in modern Western culture, Russia is totally an atheistic nation. It's political policy. China, Japan, India, Africa serve other gods. There you have over 50% of the world. And even if you come to the West, which is the liberal world and the enlightened world, the major religion of the West does not serve God, or does not serve him alone. So therefore, the Sifri explains, and this is what Rashi brings, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem who is our God, the Olam Hazeh, in this world, Hashem Echod in Olam Habo, in the next world, will be apparent his oneness, but not in this world. And that's what it says, Vohoyo Bayemahu Ye Hashem Echod Ushme Echod. On that day, Hashem will be Echod. Theoretically, he's Echod now, he's one now. But in appearance, he's our God now, but not to the rest of the world. He will be the God to the rest of the world after the Mashiach comes. Then it's brought that the whole world will be full of great knowledge and they'll all recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it says twice Hashem. Hashem Elokeinu, he is our God. Now, Hashem Echod, he will be the one God in the world to come. So these are the two reasons why it says Hashem twice. We find that the, as mentioned before, the source of the Shema came from through Yaakov and his sons. And this was the source of the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. This was the first ones we found in this manner to accept the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And why from Yaakov and his sons? So the Maral explains in his Nesiv HaAveda, Perek Zayin. Divya Amaschel B'Sifri. Yaakov was the first one in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name became totally intrinsic with, like we mentioned, because all of Yaakov was perfect. Yaakov was the perfection of the Ovish. The other Ovish who were exceedingly great, but there was an imperfection. By Abraham there was Ishmael, and by Yitzchok there was Esav. Yaakov was Ishtam, Shleimusa, perfect. the Ish Torah. He was so great that it states Shurase Chokuk al Kisi Akove, that his image was engraved on the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem's name was intrinsically bound up to Yaakov Avinu. That's why the Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim came through Yaakov. Shema Yisrael. It came through him. And it came to his sons. His sons were the first ones. Because when Yaakov accepted the Ol Malchus Shemayim, it was not considered yet that it was in this world. Because Yaakov was on such a high level. It was his sons that brought it into this world. So therefore, that's why we find that it came through Yaakov and to his sons. They were the ones who brought this completely into this world. In other words, undertaking the yoke that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king and we are totally willing to serve him. This was perfected by the sons of Yaakov through Yaakov Avinu. And he writes that we find that the Echod, Hashem Echod, see, Yaakov was specifically connected to the Echod because there was no part of him, there was no duplicity in he was the Ish Emes Tam. There was no duplicity in he or his sons. His sons were all totally without reservation to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Echod, numerically, that's 13 Echod. Aleph Ches Dalet. The Aleph stands for Yaakov, and the Ches and the Dalet stands for the 12 sons. And Ches and Dalet, because there were 8 sons from Rachel and Leah, and 4 sons from the maidservants. So this is the Echod. This was through Yaakov. Now why did Yaakov, when he heard this, he praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So it says Vayishtachu, that he bowed down to his bed and he praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because this was the perfection that he yearned his entire life, that all of his children should be perfect in their belief and in their belief and in their giving to the Almighty. So when he saw this, he gave a special praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shem Fod Malchusa Le'olam Vo'ed. This praise is higher than the Shema. This is a praise which is even higher than the Shema. We find the Chazal say that this praise the Malochim use. The angels use it. That the praise, the Kved Malchusai, the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingship. And that's why Yaakov could say it. This praise was also used in the Beis HaMikdash. And Yaakov could say it. But we cannot say it, because we are not of that level. Actually, it's to the level of the soul of the Neshama. And that's why the Gemara gives an example of a daughter of a king. A daughter of a king, she smells the good food being cooked, and she wants some now, but she can't ask for it now openly, so her servants bring it to her secretly. The soul wants to praise the Almighty. But the body is not in such a level. Therefore, it praises the Almighty secretly, quietly. This is why we say the Baruch Shem quietly. And incidentally, on Yom Kippur, it's brought that we say Baruch Shem Fei Malkusei out loud, because on Yom Kippur we are Kemalachi Hashem. We are like Malochim. So therefore, at that time, we can say it out loud. The Rambam when he explains why do we say this parsha first, the Shema and the V'Avta Es, so he says because it has these great principles. First of all, he says it has Yichud Hashem, which we explained, and then it says it has two other great principles. Avase, it speaks of the love of Hashem, V'Avta Es Hashem Elokecha, and Talmudei, and the studying of Torah. Veshinamtum Levanecha. Shura Ikra HaGodl Shahakol Toliboy. And in these principles, everything is encompassed. In the Yichud Hashem, in the loving of Hashem, and in the study of His Torah, everything is encompassed. Therefore, we say this parsha first. Now, we mentioned that the Shema itself speaks that we accept upon ourselves that He is the King and we will serve Him. Now, how must we serve Him? So, the next pasuk tells us, V'Avta Es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'edecha. We must serve Him from Ava. We must serve Him from love. And here the Sifri brings that there's an avodah miyira and avodah miavo. You can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu from fear, and you can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu from love. But ein edema, you cannot compare it. The one who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu with love, his reward is far much greater. And one who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu with fear, or if you serve anyone with fear, if it gets too difficult, so, heilech la, then you walk away from it. But if you serve with love, then you'll never walk away. So therefore, since here we are speaking of dedicating ourselves to serve a king, so the command is that we must serve me'ava, with love. Then it's brought, how is this ava? But incident, before we come to that, the Sifri tells us another drosha in Be'ahavta. Ahavehu al kol habriyos. Be'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, Ahavehu al kol habriyos. Bring His love to all of the people, and bring the people to love Him. And it brings Ki Avram v'Sora, states as a nefesh asher osu b'choron. In Choron, where Avram and Sora lived, they made a nefesh. It says as a nefesh asher osu b'choron, they made a nefesh. They made a life. So the Sifri asks, what does it mean? They made a life. If all of the wise people in the world would get together, even a worm they could not create. So what does it mean? They made a life. They brought the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the people, and they brought the people's love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what it means as a nefesh asher osu b'choron. And you bring someone to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are giving him life. So the Sifri darshins, we are after Es Hashem Elokecha, aveyu ala kol habriyos. Now this is very interesting. This means that if someone has true love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah, or true love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he wants to bring the love of Hashem to all of the people of the world. And he wants to bring their love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If someone serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he serves him, but he's not interested in sharing that with others, and bringing others close, he rejects other people, then that's a shortcoming in V'Avta Es Hashem Elokecha. That's a shortcoming, that's a reservation in loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you serve and love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with totality, then you want everyone to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you don't want everyone to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that's not, but you want to withdraw, see? you want to withdraw and ghettoize yourself. You don't want everyone to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like many Jews say. All the other Jews, that's their problem. I'll take my family and withdraw, as long as we're alright. And the other Jews say they have to worry about themselves. That's not my worry. Then that's not the after Esa Shem Lekecha. That is not a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Sifri brings from Avraham. Because the Chazal asked the Kasha, what was so great about Avraham that he recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There were other tzaddikim also that recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Noach, Shem, Aver, they also did. Says the difference was, is the others who recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they withdrew from the rest of the world and they taught their own family. Noach saved his own family in the flood. That's all he was capable of. Shem and Aver set up a yeshiva that was for their own people. Abraham went out in the world. He had such a great love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he could not tolerate that anyone should be excluded from that. And he went out in the world and made us an Nefesh HaShoah Sebechor, and the Rambam brings where he had thousands and tens of thousands of followers. That's why the Sifri brings via after. Now this same drosha, a little different but a similar, is brought in the Gemara Masechta Yuma, where the Gemara says, "V'yoafta is Hashem alakecha sheishem shemaim nehav al yodai." You must make the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only beloved to you, but beloved to everyone. And there it's speaking about Chilul Hashem, that of someone who, he is very righteous himself, but he does not influence this on other people. To the contrary, when other people see him, they become distant from him, and they withdraw from him. So the Gemara brings there, that's not for your after Eis Hashem Elokecha. It's not loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally means where you bring others also within that love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the name of Hashem will become beloved to all people. The Gemara brings Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai. Yechiel ben Zakkai, who was the Godel Hador during the time of the Churban of Tisha B'Av, when he walked down the streets, Magdim Shalom lechol odem afilo akum. He would give shalom to every person before they would give to him, and even to a goy. This was the Godel Hador of Yechiel ben Zakkai. And the Gemara in Yuma brings that if a person does something which casts a shadow on his actions, and it will drive people, it doesn't drive people to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his actions, then he transgresses V'yoafta Eis Hashem Elokecha. Because in totality that means that you, if you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't mean you yourself. The love must be so great that you want the whole world to come under it, to be encompassed in it. Therefore, Aveu al kol habriyas, the Sifri says, that you must bring this to everyone, like Abraham Avinu. The Mishnah brings in Brachos, at the end of Brachos, that Nun Dalet, that this that we accept Hashem to serve Him, and with this great love, is in such totality that it brings b'chol levavecha. That's even with both shnei yitzrecha, both the yitzer tov and the yitzer ra, must all be mobilized and incorporated in serving and loving Hashem. B'chol nafshecha, afilu neiteles nafshecha, even to the love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be so great, even where you're willing to give your life for Him. B'chol meidecho, you must be willing to give all of your physical resources for Him. And then it brings another principle, b'chol meidecho, b'chol mido v'mido shemeideloch. In any way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats you, you must constantly love Him. And this is a source of to be mekabel yisurim bi'ava, the Sifri brings. That not only when times are good must you love him, but even when times are not good, heaven forbid, you must also have this avoda be'ava, a love for him. This all goes into avos Hashem, the avoda me'ava. Then the Rambam mentioned here avosoi and talmudoi. In the Shema it says Veshinamtum levonecho v'dibarto bom, you shall teach your children and speak of these things all of the time. Now, why is this here? The first level was speaking of the Malchus of Hashem. The next level was speaking how to serve him. The third level is only through Torah can a person come to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it states, Godel HaTalmud Shemevi Lidei Maisa. Through study of Torah, a person will come to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only through Torah. Only through Torah can he come to the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it says, V'hoyu advorim ha'ele alavavchem, that these words should be on your hearts, and then you will love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You will understand him. And only through Torah will you be able to recognize his kingship and his oneness and his mitzvahs. Now it says, Vishinantum levanecho, that you shall teach your children. Now two principles are here, Vishinantum and levanecho. Levanecho means your children, so the Chazal bring, Elu atalmidim, it doesn't only mean your children. It means disciples. This mitzvah to teach your children is lav dafka. The mitzvah is to teach disciples. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to everyone. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Talmud Torah, there's a mitzvah kol chochem v'chochem, anyone who is capable, has a mitzvah, as I say, to teach Torah. This is a positive commandment. Now this also goes into the avas Hashem. If you have a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it must encompass everyone in that. Well, you're willing to teach Torah to everyone. So here the Sifri brings and Rashi brings. Levanecha elu atalmidim. This means children, this means disciples. So why does it say children? Sha'atalmidim kruim bonim. Because disciples are called children. What does it mean veshinantum? Why doesn't say v'limartem, like it says in another place? Why v'shinantum? V'shinantum shinun means where you learn something over and over and over again until it's perfectly clear in your mind. But even if a person will wake you up in the middle of the night and ask you a question, you'll be able to answer. Al tigamgim, you won't stammer, but you'll be able to answer. This is what it means v'shinantum. There's a tshuva from Reb Baruch Ber, the Talmud of Reb Chaim Vriska, Zichrei Mivrocha, where he writes that we see from here that there's a mitzvah from everyone to become a gaon in Torah. Because only a gaon in Torah can do that, where you wake him up in the middle of the night and he can give you all the answers. So we see from here that the mitzvah of learning is to become a gaon in Torah. And the Ran brings in Masecht in the Dorim, the Ran brings. He says that some say the mitzvah is just to learn in the morning and the evening. He says, then how can you be fulfilled the mitzvah with shinantum? With shinantum, the Chazal say it has to be clear where you can answer any time, any place. He says, that you can't fulfill just by learning in the morning and the evening. Once in the morning, once in the evening. So shinantum means over and over and over again. Incidentally, the Maral in his Sefer Gur'ayeh here speaks of the wherever he has the chance, he does. The opportunity, he speaks of the kilkul haderis, he says, the way they teach children. Of the way the deiris, they teach the children, he was speaking in his generation yet, where the whole learning is on condition to forget. Not to remember. The whole learning is just to a total confusion, and a pilpul shall hevel, and they forget everything. And that's not Vishinantam. Vishinantam is where you learn, and you learn in order the way the Chazal commanded us to learn, and systematically, and over and over. Now, in that case, Torah becomes part of the person. If even at night you can wake him up and he can answer you, he becomes part of the person. And if it becomes part of the person, then it's Mevili De Maisa. Then it brings a person to these other levels. So we have the Shema, where here we're speaking of two main features. Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, where we accept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our King and we dedicate ourselves totally and entirely to Him without reservation. Hashem Elokeinu and Hashem Echad, where He is one and Einoid Melvado, there is nothing else besides Him, where He encompasses everything and everyone. That's in the Shema. And then we have, if we're dedicated to serve Him, how must we serve Him? We must serve Him with Ava. And it goes into detail, what is Ava? B'chol Avo, b'chol, b'chol Nafshich, b'chol Me'aydech, with everything that the Chazal darshened. And that Ava has to be spread and encompasses everyone. And then it goes to Talmudai, to the Madregas at Torah, because only through Torah can a person come to this. So these are the salient features of the Shema and the origin which came first through Yaakov and his sons. There's a very famous Gemara that I want to conclude with, where the Gemara brings this. Just yesterday was Tisha B'Av, and in relation to that and the Shema, the Gemara brings near the end of Brochus, the Gemara brings on Daf Samech Aleph Amud Beis, V'yavta Eis Hashem Elokecha. This is on the Mishnah which we quoted. What does it mean, B'chol Nafshecha? Rabbi Kiva Eime, B'chol Nafshecha Afilo Neiteles Nafshecha. You should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your life, even be prepared to have your life taken from you. Tona Rabbonin, the rabbis learned, Tamachas Gozru Malchus HaRashor Shalei Yasku Yisrael B'Torah. There was one time when the Malchus HaRashor, that's Edom, Esav, Rome, they decreed that Torah should not be studied anymore. Ba Papos Ben Yehuda, there was a man by the name of Papos Ben Yehuda, Motzol Rabbi Kiva Shemachil Kilz Barabim. Rabbi Kiva was gathering tremendous numbers of people together. In those days, Rambam writes, thousands and tens of thousands went to yeshivas to learn. In fact, as many times they had to learn Torah outside because they couldn't hold them in the buildings. So Rabbi Kiva continued to gather great numbers of people together, raising the Torah to learn Torah. And this Papas Ben Yehuda said, Akivi Atovishorim Imne Malchus, aren't you afraid of the Malchus, of the kingships? So he said, I'll give you an example. And he gave him the example, the famous example of the Shul. There was a fox that went to a river, and he saw the fish were swimming frantically from one place to the other, and he asked them, what's the matter? And they said, we're afraid of the nets of the fishermen. So he said, so why don't you come and live here on the ground, on the dry earth with me, and you won't have to worry about the nets of the fishermen. So they said, they said to the fox, are you the one that they call the wisest of all the animals? You're a tipish, you're a fool. If in a place which is our natural habitat, we still are afraid, so in a place which is deathly to us, al achas kama v'kama, how much more so should we be afraid? So Rabbi Kiva said the same thing. If while we sit and learn Torah, which is chayech, kihu chayech ve'erich yomecho, this is our life, and we still are afraid. So if we go away from Torah, how much more so will we have to be afraid? A few days later, they went and they arrested Rabbi Akiva, and they took him to jail. When he was in jail, there he met Pappas ben Yehuda, who was also arrested and brought to jail. So he said, "Pappas, mi avicha lakan? Who brought you here?" So he said to Rabbi Akiva, "Ashrecha, Rabbi Akiva, shenitfas al divriteir aili lapappas shenitfas al dvorim b'teilim." He says, "Fortunate are you, Rabbi Akiva. At least you were arrested for teaching Torah. I was arrested for other things. So you had nothing to do with Torah. So fortunate is you." Then they decreed on Rabbi Akiva to kill him. When they took him out to kill him, and they were torturing him, they were taking off his flesh with combs, with steel combs of fire. Rabbi Akiva was mekabel lavol malchus shemayim. Rabbi Akiva said, "The Shema Yisrael, nevi after." Omru loy talmidov. So the talmidim said, "The Rabbeinu ad kan, even now also." Omalehem, he said to them, "Kol yomai ha'yisi mitstare al posuk zeh bechol nafshecho, afilaneitel es nishmoscho." I always worried and had pain over the posuk bechol nafshecho. He says, "Bechol levavecho, I fulfilled with all of my heart. Bechol meidecho, with all of my resources, I fulfilled. But bechol nafshecho, this was a mitzvah that I could never fulfill. I always worried and was distressed that how will I be able to fulfill showing my love and dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of my life." Omati Masai Yove Liyode V'Akaimeno. I said, "When will I have the opportunity? Achshav Shebol Liyode Lo Akaimeno. Now that it's finally come to my hands, so I should not fulfill it." So as they were killing him, he said, "The Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echot." When he came to the word Echod, he held the word Echod. Achi Yotzeso Nishmasai, and he died on the word Echod. Yotzeso Baskol V'Omra Ashrecha Rebbe Kiva Shi Yotzeso Nishmascha Be'Echod. Baskol, a voice from heaven came down and said, "How fortunate is Rebbe Kiva that his soul departed from him on the word Echod." Now this shows the avosay to serve and dedicate and love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all, everything you have, even your life. This is what Rabbi Akiva wanted to fulfill. And why on the Echod? Because Echod shows that everything is a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he returned his soul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His soul was united with the soul of Hashem on the word, on the Achdus, on the Echod, which declared that everything is a part of its source of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was the Echod. Actually, it was Rabbi Akiva that sanctified the Shema again. Like Yaakov and his sons, he sanctified the Shema again, where it's become this classical Shema Yisrael through the generations by Jews, when they were called and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu even with their lives. We should only have simchas, and we should see that now that Tisha B'Av is behind us, and we should have days of Nechoma and see the Geula Shleima b'mehera b'yomeinu.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.